Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr., a production of The Black Effect and iHeartRadio. I'm Steve Smith Sr.
And I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is Cut to It.
Cut to It. Cut to it, let's get down to it, cut to it.
We ask the questions you always want to know, but no one ever asks.
Let's cut to it.
I should know it's on.
If you ain't heard about it, then we're about to let you know.
I should know it's on.
It's on.
Yeah. I should know it's on.
What's going on? Well, we're about to give you a... Let's just talk about the Carolina Panthers. Just talk about what's going on here. You know, obviously locally, you got Baker. We have Baker Mayfield here. And, you know, I was, I've been pretty, what's the word I'm looking for? Critical?
Yeah, let's use that one. Use that.
Extremely critical?
Critical.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know that it has value. We'll just go, just roll with that.
But, you know, I'm really interested to see with Baker Mayfield. I think that's fantastic. You saw on our, I don't know if you saw it. We saw it. But I was going through the lineup, top 15, top 20 quarterbacks.
Okay.
And we missed, we left a few out.
Okay.
Right? So let's redo it. So we're just talking about quarterbacks. The ranking is not of, rank in order of this guy's one, this guy's two.
Okay, not numerically.
Not just numeric, them. Not numerical value or saying I believe if I say Aaron Rodgers is number seven.
I got you.
That I believe he's number seven. Yeah. I'm just because this is off the cuff, mm-hmm. but it's also talking football in a way that we you know sometimes we try to do and you can't do it necessarily on TV. So let's just name some quarterbacks. Your top 15, top 20 quarterbacks, I'll entertain you by going down that path, but I'll also talk about some other things that are pretty funny that I think people don't realize, right? So give me a quarterback.
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers. What about you, Joe?
Mahomes,
okay. Dak Prescott, because I missed him last time.
Okay.
Who else?
Josh Allen.
There you go.
Josh Allen. Okay.
You say Patty Mahomes?
Yeah, he already said. Justin Herbert.
Yep.
All right. Carr.
Matt Stafford.
Okay. Stafford. Kyler Murray.
Top 15?
Yeah. Not of, you know, just kind of naming guys. 7, 8, 9, 10.
Lamar.
Okay.
Lamar Jackson, that is.
All right.
What
other
what,
Lamar? What
other I don't know. Lamar hey, quarterback listen, this do you is, this know? This is a podcast, so someone may be like, Lamar who? We might have had but someone had to the phone. They may
I
not.
I like that. Yeah,
hey, this may be first-time listeners, man. Yeah. You know, radio etiquette.
Yeah.
Okay. First-time caller.
All
right. We'll give you a T-shirt. T-shirts in the mail. First-time caller.
Exactly. Long-time listener.
That's right. First-time caller. We've got Joe on line 3. Right.
Who else? Matt Ryan, it's your call, bro.
It's not my. This isn't my.
This is show. You just said this is a podcast. You just went silent.
I didn't know I was. I'm not the subject matter expert on quarterbacks.
You don't have to be that.
Yes, go.
Yeah, Matt Ryan. Right.
Tom Brady. forgot about that guy. He's okay.
Yeah, he's all right.
He's all right. Yeah, 6'7". Yeah. TB12. Let's go Justin. Not
you
Justin.
Said Herbert.
We already said Herbert. Joe Burrow?
Yeah.
Joe Burrow.
Okay. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Lamar.
Jake Plummer. Just messing with y'all.
He's doing mushrooms right now.
What?
No, he has a mushroom farm. I just saw it. Sorry. He has a mushroom farm that he's doing.
For restaurants
or psychedelics.
Or for
psychedelics.
Some I think street both. Pharmacists.
No, he's heavy into the fungi mushroom culture. Dead serious.
No, bro.
The funniest part, I consume
fungi.
I consume information that randomly.
Yeah.
I'm always consuming.
Then I get the wrong ones on your pizza.
That'd be a wild pizza.
The paint is dripping off the walls of pizza.
I'll take random right quarterback knowledge for 200. Just trust fungi.
Sorry. Gosh. Who else? So we got Cowboys. Jimmy, would you say Jimmy Garoppolo?
Not how that surgery went, but.
We said top 15, right?
Top 15, top 20.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson. Gotcha. Okay. Matt Ryan. Carson Wentz. Exactly. Oh, Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, I like Jalen.
Yep, Jalen Hurts. All right, number 15, right? Here's the best part, Baker Mayfield.
Oh, we didn't say Derek Carr. We didn't say Russell Wilson.
Derek Carr, gotcha. Dangerous. Russell Wilson, okay. Here's my point. 16, 17 quarterbacks. Baker Mayfield is in that conversation. Now, why am I talking about this? Why am I interested? As a 49ers fan, as a fan of football, a lot of times, and fans regularly, a lot of fans at times make so many emotional decisions without statistics.
Mm-hmm.
And even as an analyst, I sometimes forget that. But what the point I'm trying to make is, if Baker Mayfield is a top 20 quarterback, right, that's outstanding. And so the Carolina Panthers, us Carolina Panthers, we have benefited from that.
Mm-hmm.
However, one thing that is not known is there's 12 other teams that are terrible. Think about it. But the bottom line is the emotional thing of saying, we got a top 15, top 20 quarterback. Yay. You should be yay. Mm-hmm. But also, let's dumb it down. Hey, bro, there's only 32 teams.
Yeah.
So it's really not that great of a thing unless you are not part of the other 12 that are in purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Tua, how's he going to be? We don't know. He has a plethora of athletes.
Got some additions there, right?
He got some additions. But do we know, can he really throw the football on time, accurate, for four quarters,
mm-hmm.
17 weeks. I'm not sure.
Right.
His body of work in college, excellent. His body of work in the NFL, marginal.
Yeah.
My point is saying all of this is you could be a top 20, top 15, top 20 quarterback, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that's going to equal out to success.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we look at statistics. I think statistics are important. But you can't have so many, you can't talk about statistics so much that we start to analyze and say, well, because Baker Mayfield is in the top 15 or any quarterback is in his top 15, but would you take Baker over TB12?
No.
No, sir.
Okay. Just say, hey. No. Right? Justin Herbert?
No.
Josh Allen?
No.
Dak Prescott?
No.
My point is that we're advancing as the Carolina Panthers with Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
but also we have to start looking at what's going on. And so for me, looking at this transaction, what the Carolina Panthers have done, I believe it's a good move.
Yeah. Step in the right direction.
Step in the right direction. Outside of Cam Newton, statistically, the Carolina Panthers in their 28, almost 30 years of, being a franchise have only had a top 15 quarterback twice.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. They've had top running backs, top tight ends, top wide receivers, top defense, DN, middle linebacker, will linebacker, Sam linebacker, safety, corner. Yeah. But quarterback has not, they have rarely had a top quarterback in their existence.
Oh, that makes my mind start spinning, because obviously the first question is why or how. When you always hear that that's the most important position in football.
Yes.
Now, we all know scheme. We've learned a lot from you about, you know, who's my quarterback, who's my coordinator. When you start looking back at the previous 10, 15, 20 Super Bowls, you know, I can think of Peyton Manning that year. He didn't have great stats, but they won because of that defense. I can think of Joe Flacco that year. Mm-hmm. He didn't have a great stats, but they won because of that defense. Outside of that, it's the top two, three, four, five quarterbacks that we would say in the league, oh, and I might have missed one or two, and I'm not having a research department pull, but so you think if that's your quest as a GM or as an owner or as a head coach, if that's your quest for 30 years, how can, whether it's the Panthers or team fill in the blank, how can you miss that often?
Team fill in the blank, here's why. Because we talk about the NFL, we talk about the game of inches. Mm-hmm. What we also need to do is talk about the game of seconds. And what do I mean by that? If I just break down Baker Mayfield versus Sam Darnold, I don't have the statistic, and again, this is just randomly talking. I would look for how long the quarterback has the ball and the second amount of seconds he takes to deliver the ball. Mm-hmm. Think about this. And what I mean, and we're moved to Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold. Let's just talk about football in general. If you're a quarterback and your processing system between, you know, I talk about quarterbacks, you must confirm where you're going with the ball before, confirm where you're going before the snap of the ball, not discover.
Yeah.
If you're discovering, it will slow you down. If you confirmed, they will do something, and you will start now mark off, well, I was going to go to the left, but they blitzed or they did a scheme that took away my primary target on the left. So now I got to go to my second primary, and it's called progressions. Mm-hmm. He goes through his first progression, second progression. But if you are discovering where you're going when the snap of the ball, let's just say for giggles, two seconds. Takes 2 seconds. But if it takes Tom Brady 1.7, that's 3/10 of a second. Those 3/10 of a second do three things. They result into a PBU, a incompletion or completion, or a pick. 3/10 of a second.
And those are the things that don't show up on the average fan stat sheet. Like, they're looking at QBR, they're looking at completion percentage, but the average person, you know, they're not thinking about that or even taking that into consideration. So everything you just said, it's almost like it's stats plus. Like, what are the whole things when you're looking at a quarterback, you know, from a fan's perspective? And to your point, like, you just think, oh, we got a top five, got a top 10, top 15 QB. Well, that and what else? Because if I'm not mistaken, wasn't there like a year of, even when Ben Roethlisberger was really good, they still had a bad team, right? Like, they weren't that good, even though he was still performing as a top 10 quarterback. The team in totality wasn't that good, right? So it's like, that's great, but then to you, everything you're saying, like, but what else, right? Like, what else is part of that story?
Well, part of it is the stats that there are so many small ancillary stats that are kept.
Yeah.
Data-driven information that are kept that your opposing team knows.
Yeah.
Right, they know, on third and two on a right hash, here are the 7 or 8 plays that they're going to run.
Yeah.
So a lot of times when we're saying they're it's predictable, the truth of the matter is it is predictable. Yeah. Because the formula is predicting yeah. what you're going to do. The analog, yeah. the information, the data, yeah. it's there now. Football has become not just brute strength, but also intelligence.
Yeah.
And not intelligence of quarterback play, but intelligence of the people that are on the staff. There are people yeah. who can't throw a frisbee, but they can tell you where you should throw the ball in this coverage, at this yard marker, yeah. at this moment with the sun. At
yeah, based on percentages and all that stuff.
At 547 with the wind going 2.7 miles per hour.
Yeah, and torque and all this stuff.
And it's a, you know, it's a blue moon, half moon, right?
A blue moon. While drinking them. Well, I don't know if they pay us. Never mind.
Right. Just all of those things. And football has become so complicated at times yeah. that you can almost overanalyze football. And I think I know for me is I have to get back to, there's times where I am lazy with my words and not saying why I dislike.
So what are those, it sounds like you're saying intangibles. What are those intangibles that maybe that either you look for or when you're evaluating a quarterback that you should, that come top of mind?
Well, it's all in the last 10 years has changed, right? When all of us were in here, when we were all playing sports, it was about throwing a deep pass. Can you throw the goalpost? Yeah. Can you throw this? Can you throw that?
5-step drop, 7-step drop. Yeah.
Now everything's in a pistol formation. Yeah. 76% of the time, guys are in a pistol formation.
Yeah.
Right? So that limits what kind of run plays you can actually run. No 34 wham, no 34 power. Mm-hmm. Right? I believe. Going back in my old stats, I was looking at something. Small ancillary stat. I believe Kansas City last year gave the football on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1 to their fullback 9 times. Do you know how many times they got that conversion on 3rd and 1 and 4th and 1? 9 for 9.
Some stuff still works.
It's a good number.
Right? Because they're primarily in such a pistol formation, and Patrick Mahomes is so dangerous, you have to respect both. Even with the running back in there, you can still do a play action, draw up the linebacker, dink, and you got Travis Kelce. Yeah. So when I look at a quarterback play, I used to look at it as a receiver going, when he's on the opposite hash – and I'm running an 18-yard comeback. When I come back to the ball, where's the position of the ball? Is it low? Is it at my numbers? Mm-hmm. Is it a good spiral? Is it starting to waver? Those are the things, right? Drop back, 3-step, 5-step, high velocity. Does he have arc on the ball when releasing it? Does he have pace and touch on underneath routes? Those things aren't important anymore because they aren't running those routes anymore in college. Yeah. Everything is look at a screen, look at a picture on the sideline,
say go, clap, system, yeah.
right? There's teams and there's guys right now in the National Football League or guys that played in college. Playbook was as thick as a first grade reading book. 20 plays.
So is that helping or hurting?
I believe it's hurting, and that's why the 12 other teams are struggling to find quarterbacks, are struggling to find important pieces. Because you really don't know what you have until you get them in a building.
Yeah.
You don't know what his intangibles are. You don't know if he has a reading disability. You don't know if he has a process disability. And I'm saying all these things because if you are only taught, right, in college, I was in a number system. Got to the number system, it was 787. That's a post, a 6, you know, an in route by the tight end. But sometimes the tight end number system was different than the wide receivers or 7. So you got 2 7s, right? So you got 2 7s, corner routes, and the tight end's working the middle. Man, now I came in the league. It was Max Max 136 Choice XD Curl. Or I Write Zip Olay Recircle. Olay was an out by the number by the outside wide receiver, inside wide receiver, run a corner. Olay. Mm-hmm. Like a flag. Olay, olay. And then you had other routes where Hunt Streak Circle or Lay where Hunt, Hitch, Under, Streak on the other side, Hitch, and a circle. Mm-hmm. Sometimes one word told everybody what to do. Sometimes numbers. But it all varies, so you're not really sure. It took me a long time. Great example of a guy who I believe got a rough time in the NFL that wasn't his problem is a kid named Jason Campbell, played at Auburn.
Yeah.
Jason Campbell got drafted, I believe, by the 49ers. Or, no, Washington. Got drafted by Washington. Yeah. So he played with Auburn. Drafted by Washington, played with the 49ers as well. But think about this. Jason played maybe how many years? 10 years? Like 10 or 12 years.
9 years.
9 years. And damn near had a new offensive coordinator every year, and including college.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah, we had his teammate on, Ronnie Brown.
Think about that. Yeah. Think about it. As soon as you get this offense,
you got to switch.
You got to switch. How difficult would that be? Let's dumb this down. If I'm working at a restaurant and we making hot dogs for the winter and we about to start a new menu and then we change the whole concept of the restaurant.
Right.
Man, that's difficult.
Yeah. You got to start all over.
You got to start all over. Especially if you don't even know how to make the food. Everybody knows how to make a hot dog. You just throw it in some water, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you don't know how to operate the stove, then that's a problem in itself. Then all of a sudden, you go from making hot dogs to now you make a Mediterranean food with no passport. Which means you've never been there. You never experienced it. Those are the things that fans don't understand some of these players are dealing with. And I understand that people don't care. And you shouldn't. But it's also part of what's going on. I love Cut To It, and I love it even more when you download us and subscribe.
And you can follow us on social media too, Smitty.
Where at?
That's at Cut To It on Instagram.
What about Twitter?
At Cut To It.
Facebook?
Cut To It featuring Steve Smith Sr.
What about online?
And you can follow us at CutToItPodcast.com where you can buy merch and you can subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
I got all my answers I got all my questions answered.
That's what I'm here for, brother. CutToItPodcast.com.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cam Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can tell you right now, I think Baker's going to win that competition. I'm just saying it right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know why?
Why is that?
Because he's experienced adversity, right? And he's overcame it. I would say Sam hasn't overcome his adversity yet.
Why do you say that?
Have you not been watching?
I'm just asking. I'm getting context. So,
it was a good question.
But he's had because you can argue that he's had adversity. Yeah. I don't know. And is it, will he get over the hump?
I don't know. When Sam has gotten rushed in the game, does he look comfortable?
No.
I know no quarterback ever looks comfortable under duress.
Yeah, yeah.
But Sam seems to make bigger mistakes. Under duress.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody makes mistakes under duress.
Mm-hmm.
But Baker has shown us that he can still win under duress.
Yeah.
Now, that offense, what I'm interested in seeing is how Baker handles that offense and what Ben McAdoo's offense is compared to Coach Stefanski, because Coach Stefanski's offense is built on play action, which is down the field.
He's had a strong running game.
And the running game.
Yeah. You can argue that with Baker, right? Like, he's had a strong running game. That's a negate from him.
Right. He's had a strong running game.
That affects your offense, right?
Yes.
Opens up the play action.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the way this offense is. The Kirk Cousins has played under this offense, which he's behind Tom Brady as far as completions, down the field. Justin Jefferson is developing at an extraordinary pace. Adam Thielen, this offense, Clint Kubiak, which is that Kubiak as well. And then you have Kyle Shanahan, who's been under this offense under Kubiak in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Not Tennessee, Houston. So he goes to 49ers. Hackett is going to bring this kind of type of offense to the Broncos. The Jets now are trying to get that offense because of Matt LaFleur's brother, LaFleur, that's with the Jets, and then obviously Green Bay.
Yeah.
You see how they try to have that two-headed monster running the ball, right? So running the ball is efficient, but the question now is going to be, can Christian McCaffrey stay healthy?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
When healthy, he's one of the best. But the problem with Christian isn't necessarily because he can't play. He could play. And they're saying that we're going to monitor his workload. I think that's excellent in practice. He doesn't get hurt in practice.
It's
actually in the game.
Yeah.
So how do you monitor the workload when most of the time, if he doesn't get 22 carries or 22 touches or above,
it's a completely different offense.
Yes.
And that's kind of where I'm going with stats plus, right? Like, what else, right? Because there's other factors. The underlying factor is the health of Christian McCaffrey, right? So it's great if Baker is a top 15 quarterback. And I hope that he's going to be a top 15 quarterback. But what else happens if Christian McCaffrey gets hurt? If all the other things, if O-line, the defense doesn't continue to take the steps forward that we know that they have,
well,
right?
The defense,
or the O-line doesn't. So there are other things that, you know, just for me, I'm not looking at, we got Baker Mayfield and we're there. Like, there's other things that still have to happen.
Well, I'm concerned about the defense.
Yeah.
Because they're top five defense. I think they were second overall.
Mm-hmm.
But how many times did they play and get wore down because they play. They can't get off the field because the offense is making them. As soon as they get off the field, the offense is making them get back on the field. So it's counterintuitive.
Yep.
Like you got three phases in football, but only one phase is strong and another two are struggling.
Right. So there's just a number of other things. Can they rush the passer like we want them to be able
Rushing the passer is going to be interesting because Hassan Reddick is gone.
Hassan, right.
Right. Hassan was a really good 3-4. You're running a hybrid 4-3.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But you have the players who actually are 4-3 type. Yeah. If you watch Derrick Brown in college, looking at this offense, a 3-4 type of defense, you want lateral movement.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? That's what you want out of your 3-4. You want your guy, your 3 technique, or your A or B gap clogger.
Your tackles.
Your tackles. Yeah. You want them to move laterally to clog up things.
Right.
The problem with that is, Derrick Brown is a dump truck. Do you know what a dump truck does? It goes forward and backwards. It does not go lateral.
Yeah. Yeah.
You ever seen a dump truck try to do a flip a U? Huh? Have you ever seen a dump truck do that? Have you ever seen a dump truck do a 10-point turn? I've never seen a dump truck do a 3-point turn. It's always like a 10-point. Yeah. Beep, boop, boop. Yeah. It's crazy. Yeah. It's a lot in that caboose.
I'm not commenting on another man's caboose.
No, no, I'm just talking about the trash.
That's what you're talking. Yeah.
And it's so much. Yeah. And so you're saying, where do you get all? Why do you think that, Steve? Think about how excellent KK Short was in his defense.
Mm-hmm.
And look how his numbers declined and the injuries started mounting up when he lost his partner in crime, Star.
Mm-hmm.
Star was the dump truck.
Yeah.
Which allowed people had to handle this big old man, mammoth of a man with a double team.
Yeah.
So it allowed KK, who was athletic, to use his athleticism and finesse.
Yeah. And then what's that effect on the entire defense? Now that frees up your linebackers. Now we can roam. Now we can make tackles.
It makes Luke Kuechly tackle.
Oh, man.
It makes Luke Kuechly is tackling the running back.
Yeah.
Not 7 yards down the field. They literally meeting at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, yeah.
But all of those things factor in. So you have Derrick Brown all of a sudden, who was a top 5 pick.
Correct.
Who was killing people. I mean, he was IHOP ain't got nothing on this man. Denny's, all the what's that IHOP, the – pancake slams and Waffle House, you name it, Roscoe's Chicken and Waffle. That man had all the syrup on the pancakes. Excellent.
Yeah.
He gets Carolina, they want to thin out.
Yeah.
They playing a hybrid 3-4.
Yeah.
Why do you, and that, my friend, transitions me into why sometimes players get lost. They're dominant in college, but they get lost in the shuffle, in college, in the pros, because in college you can sign a 5-star and switch them. Great example. You ever heard of you ever heard Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, talk about how his senior year he was starting, and there was a former tight end that took his job, just a Hall of Famer named Warren Sapp.
Yeah,
think about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
In college, you can manipulate and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guys play quarterback here. Now they're playing wide receiver. You know.
Richard Sherman playing wide receiver in college. Right. Like, we talked to different guys.
Tannehill.
Play
receiver. Now he's a quarterback.
Yep.
Just all
Edelman. All kinds of guys. Yeah.
All at Kent State. All the different things.
Antoine Randall L. We take it back.
But it all changes and it varies.
Correct.
And it does not always equal to success.
Right. Right. Yeah. What's being asked of me right now?
And so when I look at this team and look at this division in the NFC South, you got to say that right now on paper, who's the best positioned team to run the South right now? Outside of Tampa Bay because of Tom Brady.
Well, I guess Jameis in New Orleans is still yet to be proven. But if you look at his weapons that he has
I love that you said that. you look at his weapons, but now the question is, was it the offensive coordinator or was it Sean Payton?
Yeah, fella's not there no more.
Yeah. In that offense. Yeah.
That's the only reason I wouldn't say the Saints just yet.
Because you don't know how Jameis Winston is going to bounce back. It was, you know, it was an injury.
Was the proverbial of Payton being gone?
Yes. Yeah. What is going to happen with Payton? Well, now Dennis Allen, who prior to becoming a head coach, he didn't have success as a head coach prior to that, right? With the, I think it was the Oakland.
Yeah.
Oakland Raiders.
Yeah.
Let it, you know, whether it is or it isn't, his hands were tied. But we all know when you accept a head coaching job, you receive all the praise that you do well, and then you get all the you get all the nonsense.
Yeah.
What is that offense going to look like? How is Michael Thomas going to be able to hold up a whole year? Mm-hmm. Chris Olave, he's going to have a transitional. He's not going to be dead in water, but he's going to have to learn the NFL game. And what I say, learn the NFL game to play at the expectation and at the level we've seen him impact the game immediately, like he did at Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah. Seems like it's a lot of things that are in transit in the NFC South.
Oh, and then we got to go down right there, the battle of I-85.
The Falcons.
The Falcons. What is Marcus Mariota going to do?
Yeah, you talk about turning a whole new page, right? Like, they've had years of Matt Ryan. Now, all of a sudden, you got Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
You still got Kyle Pitts selling in.
You got him selling in, this big tight end, wide receiver. You lost Calvin Ridley.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to step up?
Right.
A.J. Terrell, dynamic draft pick who's doing excellent, but they've lost some guys on defense.
Mm-hmm.
What is this team going to really look like when their backs are against the wall? Now that they have a quarterback or the transition.
And who's the leader there?
Yeah, great question. Yeah.
Who's the leader? Right? Like, it's been Matt Ryan. Right? Whether he's been playing well or been playing down, like, you know he was the unquestioned leader of that team. Who is that now? And I said it open-ended. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
It's a great question.
Man, you know, going back to a couple minutes ago when you talked about Baker or Sam, and you feel that Baker could secure that starting position over Sam.
Yeah.
So you start looking at other dynamics in there. I mean, you look at the coaching regime, who, of course, on the hot seat, not on the hot seat.
No, they're on the hot seat.
So they're going to, like, yo, I got to put the best guy for my stability to be with this organization out there. And then there's a financial play. You know, we're paying Sam roughly 18, 19. I think the Baker contract comes in, the Panthers pick it up $5 or $6 yeah, million. Like, so you always hear about, well, if we paid that money, we got to play him. So
yeah, but you paying somebody, you play him. But one of the interesting things that is going on in the National Football League right now, and you're going to see it in this trend, What you're seeing in the National Football League with young players, especially with quarterbacks, running backs, wide receiver, mainly with quarterbacks, I believe, but they're paying these young guys early. Mm-hmm. But they're also with quarterbacks, they're pretending that they don't see the deficiencies and extending them. Let me give you an example. We give the Cleveland Browns signed Baker's fifth year option.
Yeah, he picked it up. Yeah.
Picked it up. So $18 million. Mm-hmm. The Carolina Panthers picked up
Sam's
for $18 or $15 million. We are fully committed. We're going to extend you. And the Cleveland Browns said, we're going to extend you. We're going to give you, Baker, two nickels to rub together. But we about to give Deshaun Watson a quarter of $1 billion. Think about that.
Yeah.
Hey, Carolina Panthers, Sam, we're going to extend you $18 million. But we're looking for somebody else right now.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Confusing.
Very confusing. Because quarterback play is so tough. It is extremely hard to find a franchise quarterback.
Seems like you either got it or you don't.
Yes, like, but there's a lot of hidden reasons why. Because you can watch a kid play in college. That doesn't mean he's going to be successful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can also see a guy who possibly just played okay in college, because maybe the coaching staff or maybe the offense didn't really play to his strengths.
Yeah. And maybe even still put up numbers. Because I even think, even going back to what you're saying about systems, like, guys are still putting up numbers in whatever, but does that mean when you get to the league, does that translate into success?
Correct. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be, but I noticed you guys said, when I said that, extending, they pretend and extend.
Yeah.
And it's mind-boggling. But what's going to start to happen is guys are getting extended, but teams are getting rid of them immediately after they figure out doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Talking about the two guys, Pittsburgh Steelers picked up former first-round draft picks who didn't play well in their respective teams. And it's not necessarily their fault. But the question now is going to be, what happened at their previous locations that contributed to them not performing well? Mitch Trubisky. Talked to someone, they said Mitch Trubisky lost his confidence early. My question is he going to get it back? Because we haven't seen him play in a football game.
Right.
To say that he is a starting quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Like, you're sitting there going, man, oh, they got Mitch. Huh, watch out now.
Right.
I'm not sure.
Cut to it. Cut to it. Let's get down to it. Cut to it.
Hey, Gerard, where did you get that t-shirt?
You mean this thing?
Oh, yes.
I got it from cuttoitpodcast.com, where we have exclusive merchandise. Shout out to our guys at 704 Shop. But yeah, you can go on, buy you a t-shirt, subscribe to us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going
to
pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Going back, bringing it back to Carolina and Baker and Sam, as Baker comes into Charlotte, is prepared to be a Carolina Panther, from your lens, and I'm not even saying from a quarterback perspective, but from your lens, what should he look to do? Maybe not even just to win over this city, but to win that locker room. To what are the things that...
I love that question. I really believe he, first of all, stop trying to win over the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
Just do your job.
Mm-hmm.
That question is presented to a lot of players a lot of times. How do you win over the locker room? Winning covers all sins.
Yeah.
A multitude of sins.
Yeah.
But if you come in trying to prove, other than you can play, you're going to rub people the wrong way.
I think especially when you already have that tag on you that you may be a problem in the locker room, that's the narrative right now.
People can say whatever they want of how the Browns handled the situation. But think about this. They paid another man more money than they would pay you. Obviously, there was something there that just the Browns just didn't want to tolerate.
Yeah.
What is it? I don't know. It's not my job to really know.
Yeah.
But I tell you whose job it is to know. Baker's.
Yeah.
Because I do believe he's at a pivotal point in his career. The Cleveland Browns ran him out of town.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was even asking more so.
Yeah.
Because I was around you when you had to go to Baltimore. And to your point, that's why I said I'm not saying you had to win, because I don't think you went to Baltimore trying to win that locker room. You went, and I know, because I know this, you went to the back of the receivers line.
Yep.
And earned it. So I'm even thinking from a standpoint of Baker's been in the league now, what, five years?
We're
right?
Heading into his fifth year.
And so you're now a vet. You're no longer a rookie. You're older.
So now
being that you were further along in your career, but going into a different locker room, what were those steps? And like that's why I want to say, like, not the cliche, how do you win over the locker room? What are the things to where you impart yourself
That is a complicated answer, because Baltimore has such a long-standing...
It's a culture.
Culture.
Yeah.
That we can really say right now, what is the culture of the Carolina Panthers?
That's a great question. That is a great question that I don't have the answer to, and I don't know who does.
When you think of Carolina Panthers of the 2022 team, do you say winners?
I just feel like overall.
I'm just going down a checklist of things.
No.
Do you say physical?
No.
Intimidating?
At times defensively, but overall, no.
I'm talking about overall.
No, overall, no.
Some people would say maybe a little bit disorganized?
Yes.
Dysfunctional?
Yeah. I don't think the team has an identity at all. That's what I was going to say.
And that's why I'm saying you cannot come in and try to win a locker room over when we don't even know what this team is.
Yeah.
What do you win?
What's been established?
What are you winning over?
That's a good point.
Are you winning over the balloon team?
Yeah.
Like I don't know what you're winning over.
Yeah. Because you're plugging in. I guess where you're going with Baltimore, you were plugging into something that already existed.
Established. You're
plugging into the culture, yes. Right?
That was one of the reasons that it was a very intriguing opportunity.
Yeah.
Because they had an identity.
Mm-hmm.
They had a culture.
Mm.
And I wasn't bringing something. It was, do you fit our culture?
Correct.
Can you adhere to our expectations?
Mm-hmm.
And when you have a team that has an identity, and when they bring you in a free agency or in trade, they talk to you to see, does this guy align with us? And I'm going to say right now, I don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know because we don't know what ours is.
Yeah, because it hasn't been established.
It hasn't. They're doing a lot of great things up there. But they're not equaling up to wins.
Hmm.
Yeah.
And that's the toughest part, being a hometown fan.
Yeah.
But we're so thirsty and hungry for success that I notice nobody's paying attention. We got the number one and number three quarterbacks.
Number one, number three quarterbacks.
Number three.
overall picks a couple of years ago, and they're both on our team.
Right. And we're hoping we get something.
Hoping we get something out of it. Rubbing two nickels together.
I hope I grow. Yeah. Yeah.
So it
plays into the culture, right? Like, how have we gotten to this point?
Yeah. Like the years before, cardiac cats, right? When Cam Newton was there, the swagger, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Luke.
Yeah.
Brad Hoover, Reggie White, mm-hmm. Pep, Jake.
You knew what you were known for.
Moose.
Yeah. You.
Right, me. Yeah. I'm just talking about all these different identities.
Yeah, you knew.
Now when I look at this team, what is the identity? We know it's Christian McCaffrey, if he's healthy.
Yep. Again, it goes, there's so many different variables that we don't know yet.
And that type of football, think about that. That type of football or that type of investment, take that and put that on the P&L sheet and hand it to your investors.
Right.
And who's going to invest?
Well, I'm just going to say, if we notice that, then everybody else notices that too. Yes. When the team pulls up, when the defensive coordinator knows that too, that they don't have an identity, right? Yep. So it plays into everything.
It's going to be, man, I'm excited, but these are some of the things that I'm thinking about. These are some of the things that I need to do an extremely better job at processing and going through versus, when I played, I'm trying to really get rid of when I played and start looking at the business of football. Is the business of each team operating in good faith that gives the fans complete comfort and security. Mm-hmm. And right now, the Carolina Panthers fan base, they're struggling for that security.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe signing Baker, allowing those two quarterbacks to duel it out, but then also, too, how different is Ben McAdoo's offense going to vary from Joe Brady's? I'm intrigued to see.
Yeah.
It's going to be a showdown in Spartanburg in which probably the Carolina Panthers haven't had in a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of key battles, a lot of things to keep an eye on. And you can tell they're also making a concentrated effort to try to get better.
They are. But, you can make a concentrated effort and be working with some crystal light. That don't mean it's going to be good.
Effort. That's all I need. Yeah.
But sometimes effort ain't always good enough.
Oh, no. That's what I'm saying.
Sometimes you got to have some good tangible things. And you over there talking, man, we got some good juice. Man, that's crystal light, bro. I'm fixated on crystal light because when I was a kid, I went over to one of my non-African-American friends' house.
Yeah.
And they had some, they said it was Kool-Aid.
There's a big difference between Kool Aid.
My palate was ready for Kool Aid.
At least it had Flavor Aid. Flavor Aid is at least a good substitute. Crystal Light is nah.
Man, my palate was waiting for some Kool Aid.
Yeah.
What I got?
Yeah.
Was some watered down water.
I don't know that thin. I've ever had. I've never had Crystal Light. Yeah.
This section brought to you by Crystal Light.
They only had two flavors, like pink lemonade and lemonade.
Yeah, you're right.
Why do you know, Joe? Huh?
That's all they had, man. They had pink lemonade and lemonade. That was the truth. That's for real.
You know, huh?
Country right. time.
Country time is good now. Country time is good.
Like 187 grams of sugar per serving. It was on point, man.
Hey, one time my dad, man, used to put... The dude used to put like real oranges or lemons in it. That was gonna give a little flavor.
Right. Tricking some pulp up in there, tricking you.
So, you know how some of them talk about 10% fruit juice, man.
Yeah, right.
You squeezing
98% sugar.
Oh man. Well, listen, this has been awesome. It's been an awesome podcast. Just be able to talk about the home team, but also talk about football in general. Season's coming up, training camps. There's going to be a lot of battles, obviously, here in Carolina. Baker versus Sam. Sam versus Baker.
Mm-hmm.
But also, too, is just tells you how complicated and how interesting football is. So, yeah. Hope you enjoy it. The warning, this isn't about, this isn't me back, you know, people say I'm backpedaling, but more, it's less of backpedaling, more just watching and listening and going, okay, let me explain. Let me go long version of why, you know, that sometimes I don't get the opportunity to do on television because it's, you know, 2 minute segment and you got four people on there, so everybody gets 35 seconds.
Well, and the beauty of it is us and everybody else out there for preseason, you're going to be in the booth, so you're going to get to be able to see that battle unfold. And from an analytical perspective, you're going to be able to dive down in and see where that battle's going. So that's one of the cool things that you get to do.
I already know. Again, I like Sam. I think he's a good kid. I already know. Plus, Sam is from California. You went to USC, rooting for him. You never want to see a man, really, who has such promise kind of falter, right? He had a disadvantage going to the Jets. Then he comes here, and you hope things are better, but things weren't better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be interested to see how he handles this adversity. Yeah. You know, they say competition breeds the best. Sometimes it always does. Sometimes it doesn't. Sometimes it reveals things of who you aren't.
Hmm. Yeah.
So we'll see. So I'm Steve Smith Sr.
Gerard Littlejohn.
Backstage Joe.
And this is Cut to It. You are a unique person. You are well worth it. You are competent. And most of all, you're lovable. I'm Steve Smith Sr.
I'm Gerard Littlejohn.
And this is Cut to It. Cut to It with Steve Smith Sr., that is me, is a production of Cut to It LLC, Balto Creative Media, The Black Effect, and iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
From Cut to It, executive producer Steve Smith Sr., co-host Gerard Littlejohn, talent and booking manager Joe Fushi, social media team, Wesley Robinson and John Cho. From Balto Creative Media, Cut to It is produced by Brian Baltashevich and Meredith Carter, with production assistance by Alex Labreck, production coordinator Taylor Robinson. Theme music by Alex Johnson, lyrics and vocals by Anthony Hamilton.
If you ain't heard about it, then we're about to let you know.
Because you know it's on.
It's on.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.